Welcome to the Sageness Podcast, Kings and Queens. I'm your host. My name is Leilani. For today's mini-sode, we are going to do what I want to call a gratitude check-in, because I think it is important to constantly be mindful of our gratitude and to just do a check-in from time to time. With everything that goes on in the world and how busy we are and how much stuff happens, I feel like sometimes it's easy to lose sight of our gratitude and to lose sight of what we should be grateful for. So I decided to make this mini, so just a little bit of a gratitude check-in. So I'm going to start it off with this quote, and the quote reads, "Gratitude helps us to see what is there instead of what isn't." And that quote is by Annette Bridges. So like I was saying before, I feel like it's important to have gratitude check-ins from time to time as you're going throughout your days, your weeks, your months, your processes, because sometimes we tend to lose sight of things when we're moving forward, when we're going through a process, when we're going through our journeys. And for example, like we start off this new exciting journey and we're gung-ho and we're gaining momentum in whatever it is, that thing that we're trying to accomplish or we're trying to pursue or that journey that we're on. And as we go further into that journey, sometimes things happen, unexpected things happen, we get bumps and bruises along the way, and we find ourselves in a position where we're defeated, or we find ourselves in a position where we don't have the momentum we had in the beginning. And for me, a lot of times when I find myself in that place, I always try to, number one, be mindful of my gratitude, take it back to my gratitude. And I said this in so many episodes, like gratitude is very important to your process, especially if whatever it is you're trying to do is new or stressful, or you don't know what you're doing, or it's a new journey, right? And so for me, a lot of times when I get to those places, like for example, it happens a lot when in my fitness journey, I start working out, I start doing good, and then for some reason I lose momentum, or going to the gym doesn't appeal to me like it used to. And I get to points in my fitness journey sometimes where I'm like, I don't even want to do this anymore. Like, this is not fun anymore. I don't want to do this. I'm not excited like I was in the beginning. And the wind kind of gets taken out of my sails. And so what I've learned and what I now understand is that it is important to find the happiness sometimes in the rain, right? It is important for us to dig deep and figure out how to gain the momentum back, especially if whatever it is that we're trying to do is going to get us to the goal that we're trying to achieve, or it's going to put us on the path to the journey that we're trying to walk. And also, a lot of times too, when I lose that momentum, or a lot of times I'll lose the momentum because I feel like I'm not as far as I need to be in my journey, for like the opposite reason. Like I still want to go to the gym, and you know, I'm still encouraged to go, but then I get to those points also where I go, but then I don't see the changes that I want to change, that I want to see. And I've been doing it for so long. So that also like plays a big part of it, you know. And continuing on is me really digging deep and finding ways to just keep the excitement in my process, keep the excitement in what I'm doing. It's a lot. It's like that for marriages too, right? For married couples out there, sometimes you get in a journey in your marriage where everything is good, everything's exciting, you're taking some new journey together, and it's good. And then slowly that excitement and that fire starts to go away, right? And so what I've learned, especially being married, is that it is very important to find ways to rekindle that spark. It's very important to figure out how to keep moving through your marriage journey, or keep moving through whatever journey. And I think one of the biggest ways, one of the most important ways to do that, is to just be in gratitude. In my marriage, I found like when I get to a place where I'm like fed up with my husband or he's annoying me or whatever. Married couples, let's be honest, it happens, you know? It could be that time of the month and I just don't want to deal with him or anybody else for that matter. And a lot of times when I get to that place in my marriage, when I get to that place, in that headspace, and I'm just so irritated, my husband can say boo the wrong way and I just blow a gasket. And I get to those points sometimes and I have to always sit myself down during those times because I know how important it is for me and my husband to be happy. And I know every marriage, you know, in marriage, it's not going to be cakes and rainbows 100% of the time. I understand that. However, when you get to that point where the cakes and the rainbows slowly start to fade away, you have to figure out how to bring the cakes and the rainbows back. And I do that in my marriage when I see I'm being snippy with my husband or I see like I'm getting a little irritated with him or whatever it is. And I'm sure he does the same for me. I've learned that I have to sit down and tell myself why, you know, how grateful I am for the person he is, how grateful I am because he's in my life. And that really, that little thing surprisingly readjusts my whole attitude. But you have to understand when you pick up on those times, when you're in your journey, whether it be your marriage journey or your life journey, where when things start to go astray or things start to stop being fun, or you don't have that same spark, that same go-getter, that same attitude that you had in the beginning, you have to realize, like, you have to sit down and talk to yourself and say to yourself, what is the purpose of this, you know? And why am I doing this? And then you also have to think, like, what are you grateful for? You know, and a lot of times, especially my fitness journey, I get discouraged when I'm not where I want to be. Or a couple weeks ago, I gained all this weight because I just was not going to the gym. I really was struggling. I just was at a point where I was like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's so cold outside. So it's like getting up and going to the gym and it's so cold is not something I hate the cold. So it just makes me defeated. And a lot of times I'll sit and think like, you know, I have to be grateful for where I'm at in my process. You cannot look at your process as this is where I'm trying to get to and never give yourself the credit or even be grateful for the fact that you are where you are at today. And, like the quote says, gratitude helps you see what is there instead of what isn't. And if you focus on what's there, like a lot of times I have to sit myself down and focus on the fact that I even started this journey, that I even took the first step and that it's gotten me to the point that I'm at. Even if it's not where I want to be, I'm still here at the point that I'm at. You know what I mean? And I feel that way in my marriage. Like when I get so upset or sometimes even feel defeated in my marriage, sometimes I have to sit myself down and say, you know what? Me and my husband have come a long way. And I am grateful for that because we have seen so many couples come and go in our lives. Couples we run across years later, find out they're not together for whatever reason. And I'm just so grateful for the people that me and my husband are for each other. And I'm grateful that I understand that in order for me to move forward in my journey with my husband, my marriage journey, and even my life's journey, I have to learn to be grateful for where I am at today, for what I have accomplished. I think a lot of times too, we don't give ourselves enough credit. And when you don't give yourself enough credit for the things you've accomplished, why would you want to accomplish more, right? It's the same thing. Like when I don't give my husband the credit that he deserves for doing things for me or doing things around the house, why would he want to do anything else for me if every time he does something for me, I'm never grateful, right? And we work the same way. Why would you have that spark to do something or go further in your journey if you don't sit down and tell yourself that you're grateful for where you've been and where you are at? And, make that your point of focus when you're discouraged. And it's hard. It's like I said, it's a practice. I've learned that when I am discouraged, I have to make something that I'm grateful for, number one. my point of encouragement. And number two, I have to remember why I'm doing it, right? I have to remember what started me on this journey to begin with. And so like on those days that it's hard for me to get up and go to the gym, I'm so grateful that I'm at this process. I'm so grateful that I, you know, getting up and going to the gym and it encouraged me to work on my mental stability, my health, and I'm a better person for it. And I'm grateful for that. And so that helps me say, you know what, this is what I need to do. And I shouldn't look at it in a bad way, even though I have bad feelings about it, especially getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and it's 30 degrees outside. But I know once I go work out and leave that gym, I'm going to feel amazing. And so I just have to get past that point, past that hump where I make that choice when I get up in the morning, right? When you get up in the morning, I make that choice between, am I going to get back in the bed after my alarm goes off, or am I going to dig deep and remember why I'm on this journey and keep putting in the work and keep moving forward? I think one of the biggest things we always have to focus on and going through any process, especially when it's something you're new at, when it's something you're learning, when it's something that you're not familiar with, is to stay positive. Look at the positive things. Look at the positive side. Be grateful for whatever it is that comes your way. And allow your gratitude to lead you in the direction that you want to go. Sometimes I find like the best things to do is just follow where your gratitude leads you. Just be grateful. Take the day and just be grateful. Grateful for the things that are around you. Grateful for the people in your lives. You know, sometimes I sit and I say to myself, I'm just so grateful for these people in my life. And I call that person up and say, hey, you want to go do this? Let's go spend some time together. You know what I mean? Like, gratitude is such a powerful tool. And I don't think we use it enough or even realize how powerful it is. And so I think it's important, which is why I'm doing this episode, this mini-sode, to be mindful of where we are at in our gratitude journey, you know, and to be mindful of it consistently as much as we can. When you're down in a rut, if you're trying to lose that weight, if you're trying to eat better, if you're trying to do, embark on a new career, just let gratitude lead your journey. If you're lost in what you're trying to do, just let gratitude lead your journey. It's so simple, but we make it so hard. And it sounds like, you know, cakes and rainbows that I'm talking about, but it is such a simple practice to implement, to just sit down and say, you know what, even though I don't have that job, I'm grateful that I do have this job. Even though my husband didn't do all the laundry, at least my husband helps me with laundry. Whatever it is that will put you in a mood that will make you better, make you feel better, is what you need to do. Because what I found is when we feel better, when we are happier, when we are loving life and loving the people around us, we attract those things in our lives, right? We attract those things consistently moving parts take place, and you turn around and you look and you're like, I totally didn't expect that to come out of any of this, and it did. And you'll be surprised a lot of times, because your gratitude will carry you to places that you didn't expect it to carry you to. I challenge you, kings and queens, this week, as you go throughout your weeks, as you're going through your journeys, to apply this to your journey. Stop focusing on what you don't have, who you aren't, what you haven't done. Stop focusing on that and focus on what you have done and who you are now, and really focus on being grateful for those things and the things that you have in your life now. And start really being grateful for those things and how far you've come in your journey, because that in itself is a beautiful thing and it's something to celebrate. So until our next episode, kings and queens, keep growing, keep loving, and living your sagely.